This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman presented the Union Budget for the year 2026-27 in Lok Sabha today. This was the ninth consecutive budget presented by her. She called the budget Yuva Shakti driven. Ms. Sitharaman said this year's budget is inspired by three Kartavya of accelerating economic growth, to build capacity of the people and to provide resources, amenities and opportunities to every family, community, region and sector.
India will continue to take confident steps towards Vikasit Bharat, balancing ambition with inclusion. As a growing economy with expanding trade and capital needs, India must also remain deeply integrated with global markets, exporting more and attracting stable long-term investment.
The minister announced that Biopharma Shakti, with an outlay of 10,000 crore rupees, will be launched to develop India as a global biopharma manufacturing hub in the next 5 years. For the labor-intensive textile sector, the finance minister announced launch of Mahatma Gandhi Gram Swaraj initiative to strengthen khadi, handloom and handicrafts. The finance minister announced 7 high-speed rail corridors.
In order to promote environmentally sustainable passenger systems, we will develop 7 high-speed rail corridors between cities as growth connectors, namely Mumbai to Pune, Pune to Hyderabad, Hyderabad to Bengaluru, Hyderabad to Chennai, Chennai to Bengaluru, Delhi to Varanasi, Varanasi to Siliguri.
The government will set up high-powered education to employment and enterprise standing committee to focus on the services sector as a core driver of Viksit Bharat. Basic customs duty has been exempted on 17 drugs and medicines for cancer patients. Later, in a post-budget press conference in Delhi, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the budget is the first one in the second quarter of the century, leading towards the vision for India to become a developed nation by 2047. The Finance Minister said in this year's budget, health has been given equal importance, with special emphasis on mental health. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the Union Budget, describing it as historic. In a video message, the Prime Minister said this budget is the foundation for country's journey towards a Viksit Bharat. He called it a Yuva Shakti budget, reflecting the aspirations of 140 crore Indians. He said this year's budget will give India's reform express new energy and new momentum.
यह युवा शक्ति बजट है, उसमें युवा की सोच भी है, युवा के सपने भी हैं, युवा का संकल्प भी है और साथ साथ युवा की गति भी है. बजट में जो प्रावधान किए गए हैं उससे अलग अलग सेक्टर्स में लीडर्स, इनोवेटर्स और क्रिएटर्स तैयार होंगे.
Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal have hailed the Union Budget. The Chief Ministers of Puducherry, Uttar Pradesh, Gujarat have welcomed the Union Budget. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today attended the 649th birth anniversary of Sant Guru Ravidas Ji at Dera Sachkhand Balan in Jalandhar. Before reaching at the Dera, the Prime Minister unveiled the new name of the airport as Sri Guru Ravidas Maharaj Ji Airport, Adampur. He also inaugurated the terminal building of Halwara Airport in Ludhiana virtually. This airport will establish a new gateway for the state, especially for Ludhiana industry. Young Indian shuttler Devika Siha clinched her maiden BWF Super 300 crown after Malaysia's Go Rinwei retired midway through the women's singles final of the Thailand Masters at Bangkok today. The 20-year-old from Haryana was leading 21-8, 6-3 when world number 68 Go, a two-time former world junior champion, pulled out due to a hamstring injury, handing the Indian the biggest title of her career. And that is the end of this news bulletin.